Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Okay. Obviously,
there's more to the clip. They keep on going crazy, but that is a man child. All right. Why is the LAPD acting so unhinged lately? I want to dig into that, and I want to show you all this viral clip of an LAPD officer, a few officers, surrounding ABC News journalist Matt Gutman for zero reason. They scream at him. They yell at him, and this clip has gone incredibly viral because you can see how unhinged they are in the LAPD officer's eyes. And this is off the back of a pattern of the LAPD continually provoking conflict, being escalatory, and it's not even just that they're undertrained. It's like they're being encouraged, either directly or indirectly, to act with more aggression than normal. And you know, that's exactly what happens when the federal government signals to local law enforcement that there are no rules anymore, no boundaries. Under Trump's first term, we saw him clearly encourage crackdowns on protesters, and that's only gotten bigger during his second term, almost immediately. He's also deployed DHS agents in unmarked vans. He said that peaceful protesters are insurrectionist rebellions, while then pardoning the insurrectionist rebellions. So when Trump blurs the lines between what's right and what's not, I'm not surprised when the LAPD, which is already prone to being violent and escalatory, begins to act in this nature. I don't want to waste any time. Let's play this video. But first, let me lay the groundwork with what was happening a little bit earlier in Los Angeles. Make sure you drop a like and check this out.
David, Chris, what you have behind me is Temple and Main Street. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department are deploying CS gas, tear gas, pepper spray, and flashbang grenades in large numbers. They have mounted units pushing directly up against protesters. I want to show you, but over here is the remnants of the peaceful protest that happened earlier today.
And you know, I was protesting in Chicago. I was reading all of your comments. I know that you guys were protesting across the country. People had stories of their smaller towns still having 1,000 to 2,000 to 3,000 people turn out. I read all the comments. It was all peaceful. I don't know how the LAPD uniquely escalates in this manner, but this video really proves it. Now, remember, just a week ago, Australian reporter Lauren Tomasi got shot in the back of the leg, and I won't play the video because everyone's seen it, but you can see the officer pointed her, think about it, and then end up shooting. Again, that's not just being undertrained. In fact, he's trained enough to perfectly hit her in the back of the leg. That is him trying to be escalatory. This is all particularly dangerous because not only does the LAPD have a long history. Trust me, I understand the long history from Rodney King to the Rampart scandal to now. I understand, but it does feel like this is only escalating because Donald Trump is president. It doesn't feel like that. You can directly demonstrate that. I mean, this didn't happen when Joe Biden was president. There wasn't a top-down signal from the admin to just go ham if you had any amount of power. Now we see the power tripping. Please watch this video of ABC News reporter Matt Gutman getting screamed at. Now, this was happening at about the same time as the other clip I played, but these are two separate reporters that I'm showing you. Watch this.
Can walk, people get tripped up by it, and you see this woman right in front of the officers right now. I don't know if you can see, she's got her arms wide out in front of her, taunting them, sort of. They've just taken someone down. They've taken, you can see the, there's an elderly lady inside of there. I don't know if you can hear that. She's got her hands up. Hey!
Don't touch him!
Nobody touched anybody, officer. Hey, nobody touched anybody. You guys, you're literally here. You're on camera. We have nobody touched anybody.
No, I didn't.
You're on TV, and now you're pushing me on live television. All right, we didn't touch anybody. You know that's true. Okay. Thank you. I got it. So you can see, obviously, tensions are extremely high here.
Yeah, because you touched the officer. Don't touch the officer.
We have video testimony. Nobody touched an officer. Okay. Obviously,
there's more to the clip. They keep on going crazy, but that is a man child. That is somebody who is emotionally unhinged and throwing a tantrum. These people should not be in the LAPD, the people on the left. They all begin to gang up, and if you can't handle your emotions after not even being touched, even if there was a light brush in a big crowd, you can't go off like this. Just watch how it continues to escalate.
See, obviously tensions are extremely high here.
Yeah, because you touched the officer. No, don't touch the officer.
We have video testimony. Nobody touched an officer. Okay. Obviously, massively high tensions here. These folks are tired. They are also hot. It's a long day, and it's been a long week.
Very classy. He immediately approaches it with empathy. He understands they're tired. They're hot. Imagine that, having a little bit of empathy for people. On the other side, you see no empathy.
We clearly didn't touch the officers.
Yes, you did.
You're on live television, sir.
Yes, you did.
We were live on the air.
Thank you so much. We will stay back.
Who is this man baby? Get this man baby out of the police force now. Is this the same guy that shot Lauren Tomasi in the back of the leg? I mean, you can safely assume that this person is just power tripping. If this person wasn't covered in all this gear, he wouldn't be yelling like this. Look it. He's got 16 people around him full of gear and guns, and there's a journalist in a t-shirt with AirPods. And you're just going to yell at the journalist?
We appreciate what you're doing here. Tensions are high. That was a moment that we haven't experienced very often here. I think that there has been respect between the media and law enforcement here. We have kept our distance.
That's an insane clip that went viral. And I just want to say, when cameras are rolling and we see more and more, we begin to realize it's not even about bad apples with the LAPD. It's not about bad versus good apples. It's about systemic rot, one that gets worse when authoritarian creeps in a top-down manner. I actually would say there are good cops, of course. I think a lot of cops are very, very well-intentioned. But when there's a systemic rot, it doesn't really matter because you have people like this who are then backed up by his buddies standing around him, or at least his buddies don't say anything, as he screams at a journalist. Look at this. You could see the unhingedness in this guy's eyes. You can maybe even see, is that a tattoo on his neck? I just want to know who these people are. And of course, the police force gets to wear face masks. They get to wear riot gear. But now Trump is saying no masks. You'll get arrested if you wear a mask. So we don't know who the police force are at a time when people are impersonating police officers to assassinate Democratic politicians. Trump is inversing reality a lot. And I think we just need to stop pretending that this is a local issue. What's happening in Los Angeles is top down from the Trump admin, allowing people to power trip over and over.
You're on TV, and now you're pushing me on live television.
He's the one that just pushed the reporter. Look it. He's the one that pushed the reporter, that cop, and he's the one saying that the reporter was escalating or being violent. We need to stop allowing the LAPD to act like soldiers. Stop allowing any public servants to act like soldiers, because when the state turns some peaceful protest into, like, modern warfare, then yeah, we're not in a great position. Here's the same reporter from earlier trying to cross.
Can we cross?
No, get home safe, please.
All right, but we got nowhere to go.
Come on.
Whoa, here we go. So this is what happens.
Get home safe, please.
This is the way that they deploy the less than lethal munitions. The whole name of the game is to push people out, to push people out. The curfew doesn't start for another hour and 10 minutes, but Jen, this is what we've been watching all day long. JB, look out behind you. Let's keep walking.
It's a good example of the escalatory nature. What they do is they try to push people out before the curfew ends. And when people don't immediately comply, and he's like, yo, we got to cross and get back to safety, they begin to deploy the less than lethal rounds. And they use their own breaking of the curfew as a justification. Like, hey, we know it's not curfew time.
Look, there are peaceful protesters here. And the police department continues to say, the LAPD has said, that bottles have been thrown at officers. It's not something I've witnessed. It's not something David Noriega.
You see the peaceful protesters. We've been at the peaceful protests. I'm glad that a lot of you got to exercise your First Amendment right. I know that a lot of people are feeling energized after that. We had an amazing live stream yesterday, so let's continue to push. Let's continue to double down. Let's be relentless. I love each and every single one of you, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.